All I can say is the saga continues. I think over the past two or three weeks, I've talked about departments that have greatly reduced my opinion of them. They've treaded on my faith that I had in government. And this week, we find out that actually the governor's bureaucrats in his departments have actually truly released. I mean, we did get the facts this week that they did send information on to the federal government. Unlike his comments a week ago that he said there was no database, it was not being shared, when actually this week we did find out that a department that I highly trusted, and that's the Missouri Highway Patrol, actually did on two occasions send that information of concealed carry holders, that total list, onto the federal government. That is very disturbing to me because in statute we put in that it is to be a closed list, only accessible, I thought, on an individual basis. Now, I've spent a good part of this day down in appropriations hearings where they are questioning the Department of Public Safety and the Highway Patrol. Like I said, I'm losing faith in a lot of departments we have. I think this was the fifth department now that I have on my record as violating the integrity of what I think the state government should be. And when we have this governor's administration that is doing this, I'm finding other little telltale signs. A lot of time when something happens, there will be an immediate switch of an office. We're still looking in and trying to gather as much information as we can. We will try to keep you posted, but I can guarantee this is going to be a long, ongoing, lengthy, we're trying to find out the facts. It's not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy. I know I'm getting a lot of emails that urge us to immediately do something. We can't jump to those conclusions. We need to actually gather facts and do things in the right manner. But we are diligently working to find out what went on. And I don't know where it's going to lead us. Very possibly we will set up an interim committee to look into all of this. We will have people doing what they need to do to get to the bottom of this. This is very serious. It's the integrity of the administration we have right now is very questionable as far as what you and I as citizens of Missouri should expect. On a happier note, you know, spring's here. We've been getting a little rain. I understand some mushrooms are being found. I saw some pictures of some that some people found yesterday. So I'm getting my hopes up. I'm trying to look on the bright side. Hopefully everything's going well for everybody in outstate Missouri and especially in my district.